We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 64, Text 11, the chapter entitled The Deliverance of King Nriga.
विदितं नाथ सर्वभूतात्मा साक्षिना कालेन व्यातद्रेशो वक्ष्येथापि तव ज्ञाया वक्ष्येथापि तव ज्ञाया किं नु ते विदितं नाथ सर्वभूतात्मा साक्षिना कालेन व्यातद्रेशो वक्ष्येथापि तव ज्ञाया किं नु ते विदितं नाथ सर्वभूतात्मा साक्षिना कालेन व्यातद्रेशो वक्ष्येथापि तव ज्ञाया
विदितम अननोन नाथ ओ मास्टर सर्व ऑफ ऑल भूत beings, Atma of the intelligence, Sakshina to the witness, Kalena by time, Avyahata undisturbed, Drisha whose vision, Vakshye I will speak, Athapi nevertheless, Tava your, Agyaya by the order. Translation: what could possibly be unknown to you, O Master, with vision undisturbed by time, you witness the minds of all living beings. Nevertheless, on your order, I will speak. Purport: since the Lord knows everything, there is no need to inform Him about anything. Still, to fulfill the Lord's purpose, King Riga will speak. Will it text 12 also? Yavatyasikta bhumer yavatyo divi taraka. Yavatyo varsha dharascha tavatir adadam smaga. A little translation: I gave in charity as many cows as there are grains of sand on the earth, stars in the heavens, or drops in a rain shower. Purport: the idea here is that the king gave innumerable cows in charity. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I seek all of your blessings so I can speak something meaningful. We are finding in this story of King Nriga is a very amazing story. Someone who has done such an amount of charity, incomparable charity in the history. It is mentioned that he has donated innumerable cows to Brahmanas. Said in scriptures, Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha. That means, for Krishna, cows and Brahmanas are so dear. And he has done so much charity to these Brahmanas. But in spite of that, a mistake unknowingly happened. He gave a cow to a Brahmana, cow returned back, and the same cow he gave to some other Brahmana, and he could not satisfy both the Brahmanas. And just due to that reason, he got reaction to be a lizard in a deep dark well. And it is mentioned in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that he was for a very long time in that well. You can imagine, he has not done a mistake knowingly also. He didn't even meant it. His heart was to give in charity. And such a heavy reaction in one way, to become a lizard and live in a well for very, very long time. The reason was that he was doing these activities not as service to the Supreme Lord and Brahmanas. His motives were karmakanda. And King Nriga, he is coming from a very powerful family. He is son of King Ikshvaku. And we know that Bhagavad Gita was heard in his lineage. He was coming from a Vaishnava family. And in spite of that, coming from a Vaishnava family, serving Brahmanas, in spite of that, a small error, and he was given this reaction. And when Krishna removed that big lizard from the well, Krishna personally told, narrate your story. And the reason was that Krishna wanted to hear everyone that story. He has got his other sons, children, princes. And he wanted everyone to hear that story, that what is the significance of a Brahmana and what is the significance of displeasing a Brahmana or taking a property of a Brahmana. And Krishna told him, you speak. Suppose somebody speaks his first hand experience, it is more effective. Suppose I may speak a Prabhupada pastime, it may have some effect. But some Prabhupada disciple who has witnessed it and he is speaking it, he has got much more effect because he has actually seen it, experienced it. So King Nriga, he has experienced it. He has done so much charity, and now he is in deep dark well. Actually, all of us, devoid of mercy of Guru, we are in deep dark well only. And by the touch of Krishna and Guru only, we can become out of the deep dark well. So by the mercy of Guru, we get some rope to come out of that well. That is instruction of Guru. So Krishna wanted King Nriga to hear first-hand experience. What happened? Please narrate so that my all princes can also hear about it. And then King Nriga, since he came from a pious family, and since he has served actually many Brahmanas by giving cows in charity, he understood the identity of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it is mentioned in Krishna book that he was remembering Supreme Lord at all times. And someone remembering Krishna, Krishna also doesn't forget that person. Actually, that when lizard was in the well, and Samba, Pradyumna, and other princes, they wanted to remove the lizard, and they can easily remove lizard because they are very powerful people. Pradyumna is a planetary expansion of Krishna, so for them removing a lizard not a big deal. But in spite of that, they could not remove the lizard. The reason was that Krishna personally wanted to remove King Nriga out of the well, because he was constantly remembering Krishna. Although in the well, although in the lizard body, generally somebody in a lizard body will be in ignorance. But he was, due to his service to Brahmanas, he was able, he was given a consciousness like Bharat Maharaj in the body of deer. He would be remembering Krishna. So similarly, King Nriga, although a body of lizard, but benediction was that he could remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Better to be in lizard body and remember Supreme Personality of Godhead rather than a demigod's body or a human's body and not to remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was the mercy of Krishna, or mercy of that Brahmanas to whom he served. And Krishna wanted him to speak this instructive story. He wanted all princes to hear this story so can understand that anyone usurp the property of Brahmanas or take the property of Brahmanas, what is the reaction? Here King Nriga unknowingly did mistake. There was no intention of taking the property of a Brahmana. He didn't meant it. And he got that reaction. And what to speak in present times, when people many times knowingly try to take the property of Brahmanas, Vaishnavas or temple. Many times people so much carried away by money, they don't give a second thought to it. Many times they take away even temple property, belonging to devotees, thinking that actually I am the devotee, it doesn't matter. It is Krishna's property. I am also Krishna's. I am Krishna's devotee. I can use his money or property. But we can see from this story that actually if somebody tries to take the property of devotees, Vaishnavas, what a heavy reaction can actually fall on that person's head. And that's why Krishna wanted this story to be narrated to everyone. So one should be very cautious, especially when we deal with devotees' money. It is said, one proverb, there is, money not only changes hands, it changes heart also. When money comes, people many times, their heart can also be changed, and they can sometimes act in a manner which is not befitting a devotee. So especially when dealing with Vaishnava's Lakshmi or dealing with temple Lakshmi, one should be very, very, very careful, because we can definitely see from this pastime that if somebody casually taking this, then naturally there is a reaction to it. One should be very careful about it. Serving brahmanas can mean a great blessings, and actually displeasing a brahmana can actually devastate someone's life. A person intelligence to serve or render devotional service can also go away. Like we find that Prabhupada went to the Western world, and many hippies or people of the Western world, they somehow served Prabhupada, and due to that reason their life was transformed like anything. There is a difference between charity given by Karmakand and charity given to a Vaishnava. Like this Adhik Mass is going on. So in Adhik Mass, many times people are excited to do various activities because they hear or read that activity done in Adhik Mass, manifold results can one can accumulate. So many times devotees do more japa and so forth. So one of the factor is that a person doing charity, he gets so much benefit out of giving charity. So rather than karmakand heart, one should actually do charity for the pleasure of Vaishnavas and the pleasure of spiritual master and Krishna. That is more important. Even in karmakand activity, or even if say material desire, suppose somebody does charity, but accidentally it charity comes in the hands of pure devotee, still by the blessings of pure devotee, his life is transformed. As I was mentioning, many of the foreigners who came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, most of them had an impious life, but they served Prabhupada in some way. Like few days back, there was a departure of His Grace Brahmananda Prabhu. So one of the pastime about him I heard in Vrindavan is that when Prabhupada just began his preaching in US, he was in desperate need of money. He didn't have sufficient money to even give prasad nicely to everyone. So he was wanting money. He had desire to serve Krishna in many ways, but he didn't have any resources to fulfill that. So Prabhupada would keep a box, donation box, and many times, sometimes someone attending the Bhagavad Gita class or visiting, they may drop few cents inside the box, and Prabhupada very eagerly after that he would open it. What is there? So Brahmanand Prabhu watched this and he understood Prabhupada wants some money. So one time he dropped $100, and after everything Prabhupada opened it, and Prabhupada smiled, big smile came on his face, because Prabhupada desperately wanted it. And he, $100 at that time is a big amount. Prabhupada got it. Prabhupada is so happy. And just by happiness of pure devotees, our life is blessed. Completely blessed. Even with whatever motivation somebody has donated, or whatever motivation somebody has served. Like, I heard one story from Nityanand Prabhu, or Brahmachari and South India guide. So he was narrating a story, Sri Vaishnava story, that one Alwar was there. His name was Thirumangai Alwar. So he came four times. He took birth. He was associate of the Lord. He took birth four times. So once he came as a Brahmana, second he came as a Kshatriya, third he came as a Vaishya, and in Kali he came as a Shudra. But his father was king of the Shudras. So he also became a king of the Shudras. So in his kingdom, one heavenly damsel was some curse, her name was Kumudvalli. She happened to be there in the kingdom. And she was, since she was heavenly lady, she was very, very beautiful. Thirumangai, when he saw this girl, so much attracted, he was ready to do anything for this lady. He was not a Vaishnava at that time. Lady was a devotee. So he proposed desperately, I want to marry you. Whatever terms and condition, accepted. So lady said that actually I wanted my husband initiated. So he said okay. He went to the temple, got initiated, came. Then lady says, not sufficient. I want you to serve Vaishnavas every day for one full year. He says, agreed. After that, I'll marry. Okay. So, one full year, every day in his house, he would host many Brahmanas and he would personally serve them. He would wash their feet, he would give them gifts, he would offer prasad, and he would serve. He has no intention. His initial intention just wanted to please Kumudvalli. That's all. A year passed and Kumudvalli says, okay, now I can marry you. So they got married. So, but since he has got devotional heart, Thirumangai Alwar, devotional heart from his many lifetimes. So when he was serving Brahmanas, his that service attitude was coming out, and he was getting taste in serving Vaishnavas. So condition was not after 1 year, but he was so much excited, he continued serving Vaishnavas unlimitedly. Daily his main objective would be serving Vaishnavas. And he would spend so much money for service of Vaishnavas. His treasury got over. But he wanted to serve Vaishnavas. He was a small king under a big Chola king. So that Chola king, he has to pay periodically tax to the Chola king. So Chola king, he even the tax money used for service of Vaishnavas. So Chola king, a very powerful emperor, he got angry. He attacked it. And Tirumangai Alvar has got very small army. But on his head, blessings of Vaishnavas are there. So huge army of that emperor, Chola king, by that blessings of Vaishnavas, he could defeat it completely. Chola king was surprised. Then Chola king, although defeated, he came to Tirumangai Alvar and he says that although you have defeated me, but according to Vedic principles or according to the rules, you should be giving me money because it belonged to me. So he also accepted. Okay. Then somehow by the blessings of the Lord, he got a dream that there is some treasure at the near Kanchipuram. You dig there and give him money. So he told Chola king, you can come with me. So they went and he digged at the place where indicated and treasure came out. He gave Chola king the required amount. Okay, take. And Chola king was impressed. Treasure coming out from an unknown place. He was really impressed by this person. And just to please him, he also gave the same all Lakshmi to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, distributed. This man had, Alvar has got some balanced Lakshmi now, treasure. And he continued his wonderful habit of serving Vaishnavas. He was serving Vaishnavas profusely. And again his treasury got over. So he decided, I want to serve. No compromise on that. So he started to steal, rob people. Can you imagine, somebody is robbing person and then using the same money for the service of Vaishnavas. So he had a company of four more people, and these four more people have got different siddhis. Somebody can climb on the edge of the tree without the, say, branch getting broken. Somebody has siddhi of blowing the lock and opening the lock, similar. So they got five men army, and they would steal and rob people. And this man Alvar would use in service of Vaishnavas, so much addicted to service of Vaishnavas, can do anything for it. And on one occasion, they were in the forest, outskirts of the city. So the man who had siddhi of climbing on the edge of the tree, he saw that a marriage party is coming from a distance. So they all were excited. And they will not steal property from Vaishnavas. If they by any chance found that they are Vaishnav, they will immediately give it back. They will not even touch that property. Very careful in that. So on this occasion, the marriage party, they saw a marriage party coming, they were happy that now we can loot this marriage party. So they were ready with their weapons. So marriage party passed nearby. Bride and bridegroom were sitting, very beautiful. They are very nicely ornamented. So this Alvar just attacked them and went to bride and bridegroom. On the edge of the sword, he removed all the ornaments of both. And that all ornaments were kept in a booty. And from both of their bodies, the ornaments are removed. And only thing left was ring, which was there on the toe of the bridegroom. So this particular Alvar, he wanted that ring also. So he tried to remove it, could not remove it. Told that bridegroom, remove it. He says, if you can remove it, take it. So he tried, could not remove it. And it was on the toe of that bridegroom. So what he did is that he put his mouth. And with mouth he tried to remove the ring. But he was unsuccessful. And his friends were saying that we have made this booty. But we are not able to budge inch this booty of ornaments. So what they thought is that this bridegroom is very powerful. He has put some spell. And this spell has to be removed. So again he put his sword on the neck of the bridegroom and told, give me the mantra to remove the spell. So the bridegroom says, okay, come near. And he went near, and the bridegroom chanted Om Namo Narayana. And as soon as he chanted Om Namo Narayana, both bridegroom and bride, they manifested as Lakshmi Narayana. And this man was in ecstasy. Nityananda was mentioning that all other alvas has to do so much tapasya to get the mantra. But this particular alvar, on the edge of the sword, he is getting the mantra. Give me mantra. And the Lord personally gave the mantra. Okay, take this mantra. And what was his merit? His merit was intense desire to serve Vaishnavas. That was his merit. And on that merit, he could actually purchase the Lord. Lord was very happy with his attitude. So I told the one part as pleasing, say, Brahmanas or devotees of the Lord. But specifically in this story, other part is reflected more. Krishna wanted us to understand that actually what happens if Brahmanas are displeased, or what happens if Brahmanas' property is taken away. It can mean destruction completely. So especially like when we are in association of devotees, especially in money dealings or property dealings, one should be very careful. One should be very, very careful. We should always offer respect to the Vaishnavas. Here, like say, very powerful people are there. And Krishna is personally arranged in such a way that they can hear this. His princess can hear this. And he wanted them to hear. But ultimately in their case also, Krishna's will is supreme. Although they heard it, glory of Brahmana. But when time came for Krishna's departure, Krishna decided that I want to end my pastime on the planet Earth. So when Supreme Lord disappears, he many times want his devotees also to come along with him. Like Lord Ramchandra, when he was living Ayodhya, he wanted his devotees also to come back to the spiritual world. Similarly, Krishna also wanted Yaduvansh, all to spiritual world. And how they come is that they insult Brahmanas, or they make fun of a Brahmana. And byproduct of that, to Samba, a big lump of iron comes out. Samba is the one who has heard this. And he is the one who, say, insults or say make fun of a Brahmana. And big lump of iron comes, and ultimately they fight with each other. And that's an excuse Krishna uses to take them back to Godhead. So Krishna is a personality. He's a friend of all living entities. And he's a friend, although lizard is there in somewhere outside. But Krishna personally went and took out the lizard and gave him the body of a demigod and sent him back to his place where he can remember him and serve him. Krishna extended his left hand, like Rohini Priyapa was mentioning, that it was baya hath ka kamal, like Krishna can easily do any act because he is Supreme Lord himself. In Bhagavad Gita, in one of the shloka, Krishna mentions that tesha maham samuddhata mrityu sansar sagrat bhavamina chirat partha maya vishit teshata. So Krishna says that anyone who renders devotional service at the time of death, I personally come. I extend my hand and take out that personality from the cycle of birth and death. Whatever blessings Brahmanas can offer or whatever reaction can come due to Brahmanas ultimately are actually ordained by Krishna's will. By Krishna's will only blessings can be fulfilled. Suppose a Vaishnava gives a blessings, it will happen like it. But it is backed by Krishna's will. When Krishna's will manifest, then that blessings become manifest by the power of Krishna. Because Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is in the heart of every person. And here, he is doing charity. So when charity is offered to the great Vaishnavas, then Krishna also happily wants to give charity of love, charity of devotional service to all of us. And we can also perfect our life. Krishna is there as Paramatma in everyone's heart. He is there in Paramatma. He is seeing each of our act. He knows the intention also. With what intention a person doing a particular act. That's why in Bhagavad Gita or Krishna mentions that come out of this psychology of fruity activity. Flowery words of the Vedas, come out of the Karmakanda psychology. Many people are too attached to Karmakanda. And just work for me. You offer your fruits to me. And just by that, a person is saved from greatest of reactions. If he sincerely want to actually just offer his fruits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Brahmanas are displeased, there can be havoc. Like we find it in Jhu case, Mr. N was there, he wanted to usurp Lakshmi of Srila Prabhupada, which is meant for the Radharas Bihari ji. And Prabhupada, we find that he was determined to protect the Lakshmi or property of Krishna. He will never compromise. Especially when we read in Jhu's pastime, he was acting like a Kshatriya, fighting just to protect the property of Krishna. And Mr. N, his intentions were not good. And what happened is that ultimately he was destroyed, completely was destroyed. He died a very infamous death. He died. So if somebody displeases a great Vaishnavas, takes his property, a great reaction can come. And Krishna is watching everything. He is watching each of our act, what we do. Even King Nriga, he completely knew the potency of Krishna. He mentions that, actually, my dear Lord, you know past, you know future, what is going to happen, you know present also. So actually you know it, in spite of that, you are telling me to narrate the story. So on your order, I will narrate the story. And he was not justifying that actually what was my fault? There was no fault of mine. Why I was kept in such a situation? I did so much charity. And Krishna appreciates the services. Later when King Riga went to the heavenly planet, Krishna was telling to other princes about the glories of King Riga, that how much appreciation he had for the Brahmanas and how much charity he has done for the pleasure of the Brahmanas. So Krishna appreciates any service that we render. So Krishna knew perfectly, in spite of that, King Riga narrated the story on the order of Krishna. And he was not justifying that why I am given this body, my dear Lord. He was not justifying. Like Yamaraj, when he was cursed for no reason, practically no reason, he was cursed to become to the earthly planet. He didn't justify it, he accepted it, okay. And he came to the earthly planet and he became a Vidura. So similarly great personalities, they don't justify whatever been ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They accept it as a will of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And King Riga gratefully accepted the will of Krishna, and ultimately he was Krishna conscious. So similarly, we should always remember this story. Like many occasions, like Prabhupada would be traveling and his disciples would be there, and sometimes some donor or somewhere well-wisher of ISKCON would give disciples also some Lakshmi, very small Lakshmi sometimes. And Prabhupada, after that, he would remind that, where is the 10 rupee he has given you? And he would give, okay, Prabhupada, yeah. So Prabhupada wanted that they are very conscious about Prabhupada, Krishna's property, Vaishnava's property, and we should carefully use properly. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'll end here. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Hare Krishna.